Ever feel like you need one app for sales, another for inventory, another for accounting, and the list never ends? Managing a business shouldn't feel like a full-time job just to keep your software in check. That's why Odoo exists. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything: CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Everything works together seamlessly so your team can focus on what really matters: growing your business and serving your customers. Beyond simplifying your workflow, Odoo also saves you money. Instead of paying for multiple expensive platforms, you get one system for a fraction of the cost. And whether you're just starting out or managing a large company, Odoo scales with you. It's easy to use and fully customizable. It streamlines every process, giving you more time and freedom to focus on the parts of your business that matter most. Thousands of businesses have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at ixllearning.com/audio. Visit ixllearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to Money Moves. This is a program that helps you make better financial decisions with no judgment, no jargon, just actionable financial advice. Today, we have 3 CFPs in the joint. Incredible. I am a certified financial planner. Mark Talercio, from his hidden location in Brooklyn, is a certified financial planner. And here in studio, we have Ms. Kayla Sabah.
It was perfect good. Pronunciation.
Sabah.
Yes.
Who is a certified financial planner, a financial advisor. And we brought her in, the big guns, Mark, so that we have someone who's actually in the practice of financial planning, but also in your 20s still, right?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a really important conversation that we're about to have. But as we have this conversation, I want everyone to remember, whatever you hear right now, if you have a comment, if you have a question, just get in touch with us. Go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, write us a note. You can upload audio, video, anything you'd like. You can also make sure to follow us on YouTube, leave a comment there. We will get to that. So, you know, interesting, Kayla, we have a recent survey out of Intuit's Credit Karma division, talking about the economics of having kids. This data shows that 68% of Gen Z and millennials combined say the cost of raising a child in today's economy feels financially out of reach. And 71% say the economy will not be stable enough for them to comfortably start or grow a family within the next 5 years. So my question, Kayla, please speak for your entire generation.
Easy.
And tell us, is this actually something you're hearing about, seeing, talking to people about? Who are your clients?
Yeah, I would say even more so than my clients, this is like table talk with my friends.
Really?
Yes. It's crazy. When I was younger, I was like, I want to get married and have 2.5 children, and I want the whole like simple situation that everybody kind of talks about. And now I myself find myself wondering, is it financially feasible to have a kid? Do I want to have a kid? There's also concerns about what the future would look like. So this is coming up all the time with people, you know, clients, kids, me and my friends. It's extremely topical, and it's it's fair to have some of these fears.
And Mark, as somebody who now has a 7-year-old, did you always think about having a kid? Did you actually have a conversation about, did you maybe not want to have a kid? Like, how did you think about it?
Unlike Kayla, we were not thinking 2.5. We were always one and done. That was always our
I tried to convince them otherwise, to be clear.
You know, it's all about childcare. It's a huge, huge cost.
Yeah.
But that only lasts, you know, up until here in New York, it can last up until as soon as 3 years old. They can be in the public school system. That was the case with us. And then, you know, you think your expenses are going to disappear, but guess what? They don't, because school only goes until 2:30 in the afternoon, and parents are usually working past 2:30 in the afternoon. So you got to pay for after school. And then as the kids get older, you have tennis practice or a piano lesson or theater rehearsal. And yes, I'm speaking about my very own kid with those three examples. And then this time of year, it is the absolute insanity that is summer camp, which is a crazy, crazy thing in New York City. And maybe it's like this all around the country. I really don't know, but it's nuts here. But the point is, it's expensive. When they're young, it's childcare. When they get older, it's all the activities. It's the summer camps. And if you choose to go to private school, forget it. It's a nightmare.
You're really putting me at ease.
Really? Thanks, yeah. Mark. Like, geez. Okay. By the way, younger people are just not having sex. I don't know what your generation is doing, but I did read about
this. Where are we
going,
Jill?
There is a recent survey that found that 1 in 4 Gen Z adults, just to give everybody a reminder, Gen Z is 1997 to present. I went and looked this up at Pew Research, so maybe you have your own definition. But Gen Z, they're not having sex. I don't know what they're doing. We did a lot of talk and having sex in our lives at that age. The number of young people who haven't had sex in the past year has doubled from 2010 to 2024. From 12% to 24%. So, by the way, if you want to have a family, you actually have to have sex or maybe make a lot of other arrangements.
This is not what Kayla signed up for, by the way,
coming in today. That's not her. But here's my question, Kayla. Let's say that we've convinced people. I mean, I really do feel like at different times I've heard this. There are different points in time where people are like, I can't afford to have a kid. I can't afford to have a kid. And you know what? If you want to have a kid, you should have a kid. But there are some preparatory steps to take about having a kid. So how do we answer that question? Financially, how should you prepare?
Financially, I mean, this kind of goes with any big thing in your life. If you're, I mean, it's not the same thing, but if you're purchasing a home or if you're doing anything large in your life, foundational cash is such a big piece for me. Mm. You really want, when you have a kid, there's so many things that come up, like Mark just pointed out. You don't know what's going to happen. Health things. You want to have this really strong foundation that you know that if the market goes down, you have something to pull from. And that doesn't mean it has to sit in something that doesn't earn anything, but at least you have this foundation and that you're prepping in advance.
If you have kids and you really are working hard, just meeting your needs, mm-hmm. is it okay to put college saving on the back burner?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm here giving you complete permission to do that. This is what we kind of talked about earlier, which is that there are so many competing goals, and there are times in your life when it is just truly not possible to do everything. Mm. And if you're in a time when it's really tight and you can't put money away into college right now, you know, that's common. It's very common, and it's not something that you should be hard on yourself for.
And Kayla, retirement over college, correct?
Yeah, retirement first.
Yeah, I mean, that's my take. You need to put yourself first. It's really important to be saving for retirement and to give yourself that peace of mind in the future, that put yourself first, retirement first, then college.
You know, I hear this message all the time. I can't afford to have kids. Can we stop this? You probably can. Please, please know that having a kid, it is an investment. It is hard. It's hard for all the reasons that are non-financial. You'll make it work. Get in touch with us. I'm here to tell you, Aunt Jill, aunt of 16, can tell you, no kids of my own. You can have a kid. You're going to be able to do it. We'll help you out. Get in touch with us. Okay, right now it is time for a Jillionaire to join us. And just as a preface, this Jillionaire, Kayla, is responding to a conversation that we had about so many young people living home. So we have Brianna, who is joining us. Brianna is, for those who are not watching, you should absolutely watch, because Brianna has the best glasses and she looks amazing. So thank you for that. You look great. So Brianna, why did you write in about our comments? Tell us what's going on for you.
Yeah, you know, it's very much in the news now of why all these young people are living at home. And the conversation really sparked my mind because I know that a lot of my peers can relate and that maybe we don't all necessarily want to live at home, but the economy is tough. And even though we've been doing what we're told in terms of all the right things, I mean, I went to 4-year university, I got my degree and left with a full-time job. But living at home is still very much in reach for me until hopefully things lighten up for us. So that's really why I wrote in, and maybe there are some more tips and things we could learn, of course, from you, the money expert. So,
Brianna, are you paying rent or is your family just saying, like, come here rent free? Like, what's the arrangement?
Right. I do not pay rent, which I'm very, very grateful for. I do contribute through labor, mm-hmm. errands, and lots of other ways, but financially, I'm not asked to contribute. However, soon coming in September, I have been asked to contribute, I believe, $200 towards the household. So whether that be the cable bill, the light bill, or what have it, because I also have an older sister who's almost 32 that also lives at home.
Oh, wait, we really are more concerned about her. Kayla,
how old are you, Brianna? Did you say?
I am 23.
I mean, 23 is not so bad. And Kayla, you hear about this all the time where young people are living home. It's really expensive. Now, Brianna, what would the rent be in a place where you'd want to live?
Where I'd want to live, it's going to be around the $2,000 mark.
Kayla, what should Brianna do in preparation for moving out? Like, give her the financial plan or the CFP word of advice.
Well, first off, you are not alone. There are so many people in the situation. You know, I have lots of friends in all different ranges of, you know, financial situations, and it's completely common. But you have a really good opportunity. You are in a situation where you can start saving money, you can start saving cash. And before I would even consider investing anything, I would really build up that cash reserve, have a good base so that when you do go out and you start to look at rent and you start to look at buying furniture, you have this foundation that really feels very solid before going anywhere else.
Now, for someone like Brianna, would you say she should have 6 months of living expenses in a safe place before she even starts looking, or more? What do you think?
I think because you don't have that foundation yet, I would go a little bit higher. I would think about 6 months. I would put it in something at least high yield. I would definitely have it in a high yield savings account because you want to be earning something. But I would lean towards having a bit more. How long are you planning to stay?
Definitely when things ease up. I mean, ideally, if I could move out next year, even like towards the end of next year, that would be ideal. But again, everything feels very impossible at the moment. So,
Brianna, do you have any college debt?
I do. That is my biggest, we'll call it, expense. I recently just refinanced my loan, so I was able to get my monthly payment down to $900 a month.
Oof.
It is very, very tough. And that is definitely my biggest pain point in terms of income, because that's where such a large chunk of my income goes.
When I hear stories like this, I think sometimes, you know, kind of like a shift in the mentality also helps as well. I mean, having these huge goals, sometimes it can really seem overwhelming and unattainable. Like, oh, you know, I want to move out like yesterday, or I want to have money saved for a down payment tomorrow, or $100,000 on my 401k. I think when it's huge goals like that, it can be overwhelming. It could seem unattainable. And you're like, oh my God, this is never going to happen. But if you start small, if you kind of just shift the mentality, you start small and you have some small attainable goals, realistic goals. It's like when Jill and I, we talk to new investors all the time, right? They're fresh out of school. They got their first job, their first access to a retirement plan. And it's like, even though you can put in $24,500 into your 401k, we would never tell someone to make that the goal right off the bat. It's like, have a small, achievable goal. Go up to the match, right? And once you get to the match, if you're comfortable with that, increase the contribution a little bit more and just keep that mentality. And I think if you can do that and focus on small, achievable goals, you will get to where you eventually want to be over time.
Brianna, are you putting money into a retirement account?
Oh, yes. I contribute. So my company will match up to 5%, which is fantastic.
Kayla, what is your opinion about someone in Brianna's situation about the, like, how to manage priorities? Putting money into retirement, paying down college debt, helping her folks out, living at home, also putting money into savings. So how should she think about that?
My thinking for you would be to continue getting the match. That's free money. You should definitely continue to do that. But I wouldn't be giving any more than that at this phase. Again, I would really focus on paying down the debt as you can and increasing the cash reserve. You know, living at home at this phase in your life, I think especially in today's day and age, is completely understandable and normal. It is rough out there right now. And because you don't have the bills that you'll later be having, you have this opportunity to make this a really productive time. You can, you know, sock away this money. You can focus on taking any excess to pay down the interest in the loan, and you can still get the match on the 401k.
How's that sound, Brianna? Can you sign up for that?
Yeah. No, that's definitely really helpful. And to your point about priorities, it's just something that we all struggle with in balance because we're told so much advice. So we're just trying to find the balance of life while also wanting to achieve these longer term goals. So thank you.
How's it going with the family? They like having you around?
I love living at home. I come from a multi-generational household. Like, I grew up with my abuelita living at home. So it's honestly something that's very normal for us. But of course, you know, my family would love to see me continuing to elevate. And I would love that for myself to kind of build my own life. So
your family is happy to have you there. You said you grew up in a multi-generational family. So yes. Do you feel okay? I mean, you have a lot of friends, I'm sure, who are living home. So just like emotionally, how are you doing?
Yeah, this honestly feels normal and safe for me, which again, I'm very grateful for because I know not everybody is in the same situation with their families. And it also feels very normal again, because a lot of my peers are in the same boat. But I do, especially as I'm growing in my relationship, I've been with my boyfriend for a very long time and we're kind of ready to take those next steps in living together. Yeah. So that's
Now we're talking. Does the boyfriend have money?
So he is in HVAC school. He will be done at the end of the year and start to bring in his own form of income.
There will be no cohabitation until he gets a job with benefits. That is Aunt Jill is talking right now. No.
I completely agree. We're both on the same page and he's doing whatever it takes to make that regular income. And then we can start having those conversations. But I definitely want to be able to set myself up for success no matter what. So
will he come to Brooklyn? I need a good HVAC guy.
Oh, there you go.
Give us a call.
Let's go. You sound like you're in awesome shape. Maybe we got to kick your sister's ass, but I don't know. You seem like you're in good shape to me. And just so you know, we're here for you. If you need a little cheerleading, come back on. Let us know how it's going. When you're ready to move out, Mark will make a determination whether the neighborhood's okay. Kayla might even join in as well. But I think you really are in a great situation.
Matching outfits, extravagant birthdays, many nicknames, a few classic moves of a dog-obsessed parent. At Ollie, they're obsessed with how obsessed you are with your pup, which is why they obsess over giving your dog the best. Ollie's fresh, human-grade recipes are developed by real chefs and backed by vet nutritionists. The meals are perfectly portioned and come with a pup-tainer and scoop for easy storing and mess-free serving, delivering the best experience for you and your pup. And through the Ollie app, you can actually check in on your dog's health with real vets. By uploading a picture, their team can check your dog's weight, digestion, teeth, and coat. They'll then provide next steps on how to keep them thriving. And because they're just as obsessed as you are, there's zero judgment if you check in every day. You could say Ollie feeds the obsession. Go to ollie.com/firstbox and use code FIRSTBOX to get 70% off your welcome kit. Ollie, feed the obsession.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right. Now, remember, gang, if you've got a comment, you can always send us a note. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button. You can upload videos and audio clips, and you can also just write us. You can also go to the YouTube page where we got a comment from Keith. Now, Kayla, I don't know if you know this, but Mark and I have generally thought that we should have a dating service as part of this show and our other show, because so often we know that couples fight about money, but we could maybe be the matchmakers. The Shatkins. You probably don't know that term, but Isaac will explain it to you after. And so we could be the matchmakers. And we got a comment from Keith in response to our Jillionaire Jenna, who has a ton of money and big Lady Gaga fan. And
1.8 million.
1.8 million bucks. And she's like in her 30s, late 30s. Wow. And Keith says he's available. And he says he's got federal pension, whole nine yards. He's ready to meet Jenna. And he said he's willing to find a Lady Gaga fan. So I say this in jest, but actually, how important is it that you sync up your money views before you get into the marriage or even cohabitate?
Firstly, I love this matchmaking. I can see it 100%. You guys did a great job with this. But I'd say it's very, very important. And I think it's something that people don't necessarily talk about as much. It's not romantic to be talking about money, but it is so important. It's the rest of your life if you're going to get married. And you should be really open and honest about what you have, how you want to split things up. I think it's normal to have a conversation about a prenup, but you definitely want to go in eyes wide open. You don't want to have a surprise later because it's so much worse to untangle.
I know a little bit about Kayla, Mark, and I know that she is cohabitating with somebody right now. How did your conversation go about that?
Oh, he does not work in finance at all. He does advertising. So I really took the lead on that conversation.
What's his credit score?
He has a good credit score. He's in the top number, 7800, right. Like 750. See, I know this. I keep track of it. But he's really honest, really, really open about, you know, how we want to split things up. I think we don't have this right now because we're pretty newly moved in. But long term, we're going to have a joint account where we put in our money and we spend our expenses through that. But we're super open and honest about it. And I take the lead on that 100%.
Yeah. Mark, what about you?
No, I was going to say back to Keith. I can vouch for Keith, Jill. He's been on the air with us, I think, twice over the years. He's a good guy. He lives in Connecticut, works for the Postal Service, loves to coach soccer. So I'm going to make the introduction behind the scenes.
Okay. I'm very excited to see how this goes. And the way that I work when I set people up is I make the introduction, best intention, whatever happens next, that's up to them. So Mark knows this. I have three weddings that I have made matches for. So everybody, I got the street cred here. Send us your notes. Send us your whole credit history. Send us your balance sheet so that we can hook you up with somebody appropriate. Okay, gang, it is time for the TikTok Takedown. This is the segment where we check out some social media meme fun thing, maybe a sales pitch of some sort that you send us, and we try to determine whether or not it's worthwhile you following the advice. So I'm very excited because more and more of you are sending us stuff. If you have something to send us, go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, upload the video there, or you can just attach it in our YouTube page. So please do that. Today, we have Mikey Taylor. Let's cue this up, and I'll tell you all about Mikey when we come to the other side of it.
One money hack that the rich do not want you to know about. Actually, most wealthy people are happy to tell you how they did it, because they know most people won't do it. But for the few that are going to, here it is. When you want to buy something, don't buy it based on the cost and how many dollars you have to pay for it. Buy it based on the interest you need to make off your investments to afford it. For example, something like Netflix is $10 a month. Most people look at that and go, I can afford $10 a month. The few will invest $2,500, paying them $10 a month in interest. If you always look at purchasing through this lens, you will get to a point where you don't have to work again. Follow to get to financial freedom.
Huh?
Okay, let me tell you a little bit about Mikey. And we are joined here in the studio by Kayla Sabah, certified financial planner from Greenspring Advisors. And I just want to tell you this, that Mikey Taylor is currently the mayor of Thousand Oaks, California. So near your neck of the woods, yes. Whatever, California. And he's also a former skateboarder, which is exciting. So now, Mark, I heard you grunt as we came out of the segment. Why?
I just said, huh? That's all. Not really.
Why? Do you have to quantify everything in terms of the amount of interest you're going to earn? What is the point of this? I don't really get it.
No.
Like, would you ever, you are a financial person, Kayla. You are someone who lives in your head with numbers, right? Just for fun.
Yeah.
Would you ever think, let me equate the amount of money I am spending on my Netflix subscription with the amount of interest I could earn on the money I invest? It's not bad advice. It just seems convoluted, no?
No, I don't love this advice. One, it sounds really complicated and it takes a lot of time. And two, you're not considering your risk. How much you earn is based on how much risk you take on. So doing this backward math to me makes no sense whatsoever. Instead, pick an investment based on your risk level, your asset allocation, and then live within your means. This seems very convoluted.
Right.
But his entire attire is very California.
Why?
Just the backwards hat and the quick cuts. It just felt, I felt very at home watching him.
If I was a resident of Thousand Oaks, I might be a little concerned.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that if you're really thinking about this, gang, you know, there are probably 1,000 other ways to think about spending money and investing money. Okay, if you run across a video that you are very intrigued by, or you think it's sort of ridiculous, I don't care, whatever it is, send it to us, jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button. There you can upload your video. You can also just ask us a question, a very specific question about something going on in your life. We'd love to hear from you. So we want to also thank you so much for watching today. I want to thank, of course, Mark Tolercio, my co-host, Ms. Kayla Sabah, for joining us today. Very gracious of you to share your time. And everybody behind the scenes who makes the show happen. And I like to say everyone's names because they're all very important. Alan Pang, Justin Sherman, Samara Lipman, Emma Osman, Isaac Grafstein, the deputy overlord, the overlord in chief, all of whom make this show possible. We thank them. Please follow us wherever you get your podcasts. Like us, share us, go to YouTube, subscribe, make it all happen. Otherwise, they're going to cancel us. So thanks again. We'll see you next time. When others hear noise, T. Rowe Price interprets market signals to find investment opportunities. That's the power of active ETFs from T. Rowe Price. Their portfolio managers approach data from multiple perspectives, analyzing trends and conducting deep research to give you their curiosity-backed active management expertise. Learn more about their active ETFs at TRowePrice.com/explore ETFs. Exchange-traded funds, ETFs, are bought and sold at market prices, not NAV. Investors generally incur the cost of the spread between the prices at which shares are bought and sold. Buying and selling shares may result in brokerage commissions, which will reduce returns. T. Rowe Price Investment Services, Inc.